Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We can and we must defeat the New World Order. Big news on the out-of-control push for a global taxation grid under the guise of global warming coming up. McDonald's gets in on it. Leonardo DiCaprio, big developments there. Also, news on the economic front, what's happening with the gear up for Iran. A bunch of police state news. But we're taking calls right now, and I'm going to get to everybody that's patiently holding. We're talking to Samuel, though, in Louisiana, and he goes to university there. And I don't need to confirm what Samuel's saying to know it's true, because I knew about this 6-7 years ago. They started recruiting felons. Then it came out in a few newspapers, Washington Times, AP reported on it both. And I remember reading it going, they're hiring aggravated felons, but see, they keep it real quiet. And the fact that there are now 400,000, now, I just learned this a few days ago. I thought it was 150,000. It's grown. Just in a few years, it's gone up. Doubled. More than doubled. And, I mean, we're only talking about a million and something man army here. If 400,000 are foreigner, and a lot of those were illegal aliens legalized, we're in trouble. So this young man goes down to the recruiter, and he, you know, it's just a big joke to them that they were recruiting a guy from China, been here 8 months. He got into his next story. What university are you at? Particularly, who is this professor? And describe him and exactly what he says.
Well, I'm in Mississippi, not Louisiana. I'm at Mississippi College.
Mississippi. I don't know why I said Louisiana. You know, I've got Louisiana written here on the board. Okay, go ahead. You're in Mississippi. Tell us where you're at.
I go to Mississippi College. It's a conservative Christian college. But the professor is Dr. Clifton Sherrill. He's, like I said, he's admittedly ex-CIA. He kind of bragged about it, you know, every class period. Well, I took him for couple classes. I took him for terrorism class. That was the main thing I took him for. And he comes in, and he admittedly says Al-Qaeda does not exist. There's no such thing as Al-Qaeda. The media portrays it falsely. But then he turns around with his little double think and says, oh, Al-Qaeda's in Iran. We need to go in Iran. You know, I'm for it. We're going to be there. Don't worry.
Have you said to him Iran, Shiite, and hunch down Al-Qaeda? And that Bush signed orders 3 months ago. It's been going on for 3 years with public orders to have the number three Al-Qaeda commander launch attacks in Iran?
Well, I would give him news articles. I would give him books and things and say, hey, watch this, read this, but he would never get back to me on them.
Well, that's because he knows. I mean, he's there to, you know, fill you kids full of propaganda.
Exactly. I mean, it's really ridiculous the way he says, you know, oh, Shia and Sunni, they hate each other, but Al-Qaeda, that doesn't exist, is in Iran, and we're going to attack Iran. Don't you worry. I know. I got the inside scoop. We'll be in Iran. You know, he says things like this, and just the whole class is just, yeah, let's go to Iran. Let's kill them. You know, and I'm just sitting there just...
And they like being lied to and being told Shiite is Al-Qaeda. It's just unbelievable.
And he, I got him pretty aggravated there. He wanted us to do a paper on terrorism, so I decided to do domestic terrorism, and I did Branch Davidians and how screwed up the ATF was on all that stuff. And let's just say he didn't grade me very well on that. But,
well, that's a real sign of an intellectual coward when they grade you badly because they disagree with you.
But I appreciate
look, this guy was some... Look, their whole system is filled with ninnies and toadies and people like Senator Craig. It's just time to stand up against them.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening to you for a while. I appreciate you waking me up, my wife and myself up to the New World Order, man.
Well, I appreciate you, Samuel, but I'd ask you to write up your experiences at that school with the recruiters, your experiences with that professor, and I would ask you to send it to Aaron@Infowars.com or to Paul Watson over at Prison Planet. Just click the link that says Webmaster, because it's these type of experiences that you have that don't need to just be spewed out in the ether. When it's written down, millions over time will see it. They can check names. They can... The written word is hard to corrupt. Audio, I mean, I can read. Dr. Corsi just wrote a big article about civilian inmate labor camps with the very same documents that we uncovered in the mid-1990s. And I'm glad World Net Daily's finally on it. And we wrote articles about it too, but the point is that's why it's getting attention now that the military's open in prison camps, is because it's finally been written about in a big publication. The key is having it written. All right, Charles, John, Roman, Thomas, I'm going to try to accelerate through your calls, but they're all so good. I mean, look at all that information you just got about Mississippi University.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every day I look at the news, every day I see things that happen that even blow me away. I mean, it's hard to believe I've made this film Endgame that is very well done, very professional. People are saying it's the best film I've ever made. You know, it's head to shoulders even above Terror Storm, which is an excellent film. But still, you watch it and you're like, they really want to kill everybody? They really are? And then they write it and they say it and they do it and... they really are turning our military into foreign troops. They're not landing like the old-timers said they would, you know, paratrooping out of the sky. They're just taking over that way and just handing the roads over for international taxation and banning protests and demonstrations and talking about forced health care. I mean, it's just all happening. It's hard to believe that all of this stuff really is coming true. It's amazing. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana, then John, Roman, Thomas, Cliff, and others. Go ahead, Charles. Always good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Oh, before, I want to talk about the truckers, but I want to say this before. Boeing's building more tanker spray planes for George Bush in Idaho. I think it's in Idaho, yeah. He ordered more tanker planes, so we can spray it a lot more now. You know. But anyway, I want to talk about the truckers. Mr. Jones, they're not taking over the trucking company. Especially from the Teamsters. We call the Teamsters. I was on this from the first day. And we started, passing flyers out and all the truck stops. And the Teamsters told us they couldn't get involved in this. They couldn't, you know.
The Teamsters are total politicians. They just take the dues and act like they're fighting. Back when there were real unions, they'd send out Pinkerton men in Chicago and New York and mow down 200 people.
I was a longshoreman. I was a longshoreman. So the longshoreman, ILA, that's what I am, a trade, they're going to lose something like over a million jobs because of this. Over a million jobs. Do you realize that? But
it's well more than a million. I mean, this thing is almost twice the size the Cardenas port of the Gulf of Houston, the port of Houston, the biggest port in the United States.
Yeah, well, they're saying over a million of unions. I don't know. Because some of them are non-union, you know. 25% of the
time. Hey, c'est la vie. Lose all the jobs and we can all work at McDonald's. And
We went into them truck stops and half of them wouldn't even talk to us, you know, and they wasn't going to get involved. And I understand some of them don't own the trucks. But here's the thing. We shouldn't be blaming George Bush. We should be blaming the American people for not taking action. I've been up there, and you've been up there for years, asking these people to get these tapes. Just get tapes and pass them out. And about their kids being vaccinated, you've been up there for years, and these stupid people still do nothing. What is the percentage of the listeners that do nothing?
Well,
this
at the bottom of the
sick of them.
Well, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell a story about the Endgame premiere last night that deals with vaccines. In fact, I gave that card with one lady's name. I think I gave that to Aaron. But we're going to get her on as a guest. We shot video of it, but I want to get her permission to put it on the web because it'll save lives, people hearing it. But it's quite a story. I'll tell that later. Yeah,
you've
been
trying to save lives. And these stupid people act like they can live here forever. It's at the end. I think you're right. This year, something's going to happen, and these people are going to go crazy. I told you 7 years ago, 8 years ago when I started this, Mr. Jones, I started passing your tapes out. I said the American people ain't got the guts to stand up for this. You said they're going to have to. And I want to know, where are the people that got the information? Why ain't they giving it out? Are they that dumb? Are they that
scared?
Well,
to them, the world seems like a big, big place, and they don't see themselves as interacting in the world or changing things. They see themselves as passive. You know, there's a store, they go shop in it. There's a highway, they drive down it. There's a bill comes in the mail, they pay it. There's a new tax, they submit to it. A cop says lick their boots, they get down and start licking. That's just how they operate.
It's all American people. Let me tell you this one story and I'll hang up. My wife's cousin, he was in construction. Well, there ain't no more construction work for the American truckers.
It's only illegal aliens,
So he couldn't have no houses, so he went up there to try to get a job at the aliens, and they told him they couldn't use them. They have enough people, so he's not going to be out of work for 6 weeks now.
And he's trying to get a job.
He's trying to get a job with the same pay the aliens get. He don't have no work. For the last 3 weeks, there's supposed to be some houses coming up, and he went up there and they told him, American contractor said, no, I can't use you. I got too many now. And he tried to get the same pay, $7 an hour, whatever getting. He was getting $15 an hour, and they wouldn't take him. That's how bad it is.
Well, all over the country, they're saying, hey, if it's not Espanol, you don't got a job here. Get out.
Yeah. Well, when they're hungry, maybe they might do something. I hope they get you new tape. Maybe this new tape might wake some of these deadheads up and do something. But they better get out there and try to do it.
I think a lot of them are going to have to go to FEMA camps. I think that's going to...
Mr. Jones, it'll be the best thing for them to have their wives torn from their arms and their babies. It would really do them good because I think that's what made me really wake up when I got in prison and got them whippings and went on later in that... And I think that's what will do them good. Hello?
I think in the final equation, that's what judgment's all about.
You've been out here for years. I've seen you ages and crying. I cried on the radio, waking these stupid people up, and they won't even listen. They'll listen to you and go off and go to a baseball game, a football game, go get pizza and laugh and joke, and you giving your heart out to them, and they're experimenting on these people, being sprayed. They don't have no respect for their children. I mean, these American people have respect for themselves. They're the dumbest, scattest people in the world, and they deserve to lose this country, Mr. Jones. They deserve to lose it.
The problem is, in the fall of the Republic, we're all going to get crushed. That's why we've got to try to avert what's happening. I appreciate your call. I really do, and I understand your frustration. John in New York, you're on the air, John. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Al, how are you?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, a couple quick things. First of all, there's a video game out now. I don't even like video games, but I've noticed recently a lot of the ones I find, it starts to be like the programmers are whistleblowers. There's this one game out called Black, where you're a top secret CIA killing squad.
Yeah, Black Ops, yeah.
I know. The guy, one of the guys defects, goes to Russia. You get sent in to take him out, and right when you're about to find this guy, you find a document titled W199I. You find the, quote, original Zapruder film, and you also find a DVD titled The Order of Death. So I thought I should share that with you. I thought that would make you happy.
What's the name of the video game?
Black.
That's a great name. Yeah, I probably get a call a week, people wanting me to be in their video game, wanting me to voice their video games. And I send them emails back and go, look, you can use clips from the show, do whatever you want. I'm so busy that I'm not whining here. I just literally, I'm serious. I have to brush my teeth fast
because
I'm so busy if I want to spend any time with my family. And I know there's a lot of video games now putting the truth out, and I commend them. And see, that's why we're going to win this fight, is that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of artists, a lot of creative people that are awake. And I have gotten emails about that game. That's supposedly a pretty popular game, too.
I owned it. I mean, it's pretty fun considering all you do is kill hundreds of Russians the entire time. But at the same time, I played the game, and I go, oh, my God, they mentioned Alex Jones movies in this game. That's great.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. I really do. I think I got contacted by them, and they even asked permission if they could. You don't have to ask permission to plug one of my films in your film or your book. People send me emails saying, can I link or post one of your stories without permission? You got it. You got it, folks. I'm just trying to survive at this point. I just want to get the word out. I mean, I discovered the whole world's run by psychopathic killers. Much doesn't matter after that. That's why I watch patriot groups fighting with each other and ninnying and all of it. I'm just like, man, you guys don't even know what you're into. I mean, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is the New World Order. And they're coming down on us. Roman in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I'd just like to elaborate on what I said yesterday. I'd like to know where Disney is getting the child labor for the domestic sweatshops and the foreign sweatshops.
Okay, let me just stop you, sir, because here's the deal. I'm not censoring you. We don't screen your call when you call in. You sound like a nice fella. The problem is that you said, whenever you called the show, I guess it was yesterday, Roman, you said, let me go back to exactly what you said. You said Disney is involved in did you say child kidnapping? What was it you said specifically?
I said that Disney may be involved with DimeCorp's child kidnapping rings, and I say that because a lot of Disney's top brass are pedophiles, and they don't run background checks.
And how do you know that? How do you know that?
Because it's on the internet. I've seen it.
How do you know Disney doesn't run background checks?
Because it's been reported on in the news.
Well, and listen, I asked you yesterday to email me proof or to write it up. Okay, I appreciate your call, Roman. Listen, man. Okay, I let you on air. And I let you say that again. But I'm asking you for some proof, okay? I mean, I know Disney's a New World Order company. I know Disney is really bad news. And we make no bones about that. But just to say I saw it on the internet, I want to see the proof. And you know, it was a couple weeks ago I got a caller called in and said, have you heard about this thing with giant put options for late September, by September 20th? And how the economy's going to crash, and how it's record put options. They're calling it Bin Laden trades. And I said, no. I said, can you give me a source? And he said, no, I can't right now. And I said, well, thank you. I'll check into that. And I got criticized for hanging up on him and saying, I'll check into it. And I did check into it, and it was true. And we wrote articles about it and covered it. People said, oh, you scoffed at that caller. No, I'm not scoffing. I mean, if somebody calls in and says something about Disney like that, I've got to cut them off, folks, or I'm liable if there's not proof. You see? And so, Roman, that's the last time you can call in about that subject until I get some proof. I mean, I want to hear dates. I want to hear names. I want to hear, you know, the facts. I mean, frankly, 1.2 million children last time I saw a United Nations report on it just out of Central Europe, 1.2 million women and children kidnapped, and that was in 2002 alone, Supposedly it's growing. That's industrial. That's big. I have no doubt big institutions are involved. I know they are. I don't know about specifically, though, what you said about that. I know about DynCorp. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ten Energy provided September 5th, 2007 gold 680-70 ounce gold coins to be purchased for $702.47, $346.55 for half, $173.28 for quarters. That's $702.47, $346.55, and $173.28.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Yeehaw, baby! In 1814!
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon
the
and
song
we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town.
Is always dedicated to Paul and Steve Watson.
The British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down the river.
Down the
river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We slipped beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I tell you, the United States has such an incredible, illustrious, dynamic, swashbuckling history. And I'm just sick of ninnying fake CIA Christians running all the major universities, running around saying it's of the Lord to nuke Iran. And they send them to the straw polls. They send them to the... They're everywhere. And they all drive big, fancy cars and live in big, fancy houses. They're not Christians. Most of them are, you know, in the men's bathroom, like the senator. And then it's a weird, sick cult of fake Christian. And, look, I'm not even bashing gay people out there, folks. I think it's a dangerous lifestyle, destructive lifestyle, but I don't hate you individually. I'm not saying you're a bad person. We all do bad things. But every time I bash Larry Craig, I get these emails, what, you're being mean to gay people? No, I'm saying this is a fake ninnying, fake conservative, pervert, and disgusting bathroom. It's disgusting. If it was a man with a woman in the bathroom, it'd be gross. I'm not here to hate on people, folks. I'm just here to say I'm sick of it. And I didn't look for this information. I didn't know the global elite wanted to kill us. That's the information I keep finding. I remember hearing 15 years ago when I first got into this stuff that it was a bunch of pedophiles that ran things. And sure enough, every time we research it, it's true. I can't believe that either. I mean, it's out of control. We got a bunch of wicked devils running things, running around ninnying, saying they're Christians. And frankly, I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them. I'm sick of them. I don't know why they claim they're right-wing Christians. I don't know why almost all of them are homosexual, and then it gets even more serious from that point on. They're liars. They're into deception. I don't understand it. I don't know why they like to just kill innocent people. I don't know why Richard Pearl walks around at cocktail parties bragging about how he orders the death of people to women to show off. I mean, these are sick freaks, man. Look at Richard Pearl. He's a big, fat, soft, weak, doughy white skin, big, giant white circles around his eyes. And Lord knows I got black circles, and I'm chubby, too. But, I mean, you know what I mean. He's like a... At least you could tell I used to be strong. I used to be... this guy, it's like he's just a big, weak ball of blubber. There's just something wrong with it, man. A bunch of ninnying, chicken-necked weaklings rule over us. I'm really ranting now. I just can't handle it anymore. I know we've got Thomas and Cliff, and we're going to get to you. I've given each caller quite a bit of time because they're all bringing up important issues. And our guest is going to be on, Christina Ebersole, right now instead of next hour. So after she's gone, after a segment, we open phones, rest of the show, and all that news I was mentioning. Before I end this segment, we got a new sponsor. It's the RonPaulDollar.net, RonPaulDollar.net, RonPaulDollar.net. You've seen those beautiful Ron Paul dollars in bronze and silver and in gold. Talk about collector's item. I have ordered one for myself, just ordered it this weekend, eagerly awaiting it. And it's just amazing stuff. And you can get a silver or bronze or gold, Ron Paul dollar, 888-421-6181, or 888-LIB-DOLLAR, 888-LIB-DOLLAR, 888-421-6181, RonPaulDollar.net, beautiful double-stamped coins. The guy that runs this, he's been running it for many years, is the guy that ran the big mint, big commemorative mint they have in Hawaii. Really interesting fella. Talking with the governor over there about starting their own currency. I mean, it's the real deal. So just check it all out and all the great products they've got at RonPaulDollar.net. That's a specific site that takes you right to all the Ron Paul goodies. RonPaulDollar.net, 888-421-6181. All right, we'll be right back with Christina Ebersol via cell phone from Manhattan. Then your calls and a ton of news. Stay with me.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Parts about my job is that I get to meet people who have incredible passion, love of liberty, and courage. And one of those individuals is Christine Ebersol. Last year, she went public for 9/11 Truth on John Connor's radio show right here on the GCN Radio Network, and then really hadn't made any other media appearances dealing with 9/11 Truth. She got some heat, but rebounded from that well. It got international and, of course, national attention. She is a two-time Tony Award-winning American actress and singer, and she's won a bunch of other Award. She's had some of the top shows on Broadway, TV, movies. It goes on and on. Of course, she was a frequent guest on The View with Rosie O'Donnell, was the first to start broaching and getting the ball rolling on 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And so she joins us until the end of this hour, and she's going to be singing at a benefit for the first responders, firemen, and police and their families Sunday at the same event where we're going to be premiering Endgame. And so I just salute her for her courage. I mean, to be one of the first, and she was the first prominent woman in the entertainment community and put a lot on the line to go public. And she did it in a bold way, coming right out with Inside Job. Christine Ebersole, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Again, I mean that when I say it, the courage. Why did you finally just decide to go public? What made you reach out and really kick off that giant controversy on The View?
Well, I think it was sort of a convergence of things, Alex. I was doing a show on Broadway at the time called Grey Gardens, and I think some of the themes of that show were about oppression and patriarchal rule and a sort of a silencing and a very prominent role that women played back in that society was to just pretty much be a prop to capitulate to the status quo and to promote the status quo. And also, I don't really consider myself a religious person. I consider myself to be a spiritual person. And my entire life, I've been very much a fan of Martin Luther King and his work and the work that he tried to do while he was on Earth. And pretty much it was those kind of convergence of things where I really, truly agonized over it because, you know, you sort of stand on a precipice of silence and action. And I never really considered myself a star. And here I was just wanting to sort of speak the truth about what I saw. And really it was based on the official government story that wasn't supported by the laws of the universe. And it was really that simple. And how justice, Martin Luther King tells us that justice, the universe bends towards justice. So we have the support of the universe in being able to give us clues about what is truth. And I felt that the official government story just denied all of the laws of the universe. It's sort of like out of George Orwell's 1984, where George Orwell says, freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. And if you say on national television that steel burns at 2,500 degrees and fire burns at 1,500 degrees, and if they say a building comes down in less than 45 minutes in 11 seconds on its own footprint, with the 47 core columns that if it was designed for a 727 to hit it, and they're telling you that this happened. I mean, it's like if I said to you, Alex, hey, did you know that I can run from New Jersey where I live to Texas in 2 hours? You're going to say to me, that's not possible.
Well, I've seen Fox News and John Gibson say that steel does burn at 1,500 degrees. Now, that's not true. It doesn't even start melting until 2,755 degrees, and that's basically raw, low-grade steel, high-grade structural until about 3,300, and that's in major university websites, and that's just a fact, but they just count on the public not knowing. It's like the CIA on the news saying Iran is behind Al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite, the opposite of the Sunnis. But they just lie and know the public doesn't know that. That's like saying 2 + 2 = 10. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that sometimes really people become fearful and they don't want to have to think for themselves. I think because out of fear of knowing what the truth is and what that means about yourself. What does it mean to know the truth about something and that the government can tell you a story that isn't true and you have the right as a human being to question that, don't you? But see, people I think are afraid, what does it mean if I discover that the government is lying to me? What do I do with that information?
Now, Christine, going back to 4 or 5, 6 months ago when the whole Rosie controversy was going on with The View.
Yeah.
I mean, before I ever talked to you on the phone, before I ever, you know, got emails from Rosie and people, before I ever found out what people were really thinking, I did surmise correctly that Rosie knew all about it. Sure enough, she'd seen Luce Shane. She'd woken up seeing Terror Storm last September. People like you and others had given it to her. When she imitated John Connor and said 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job, I said that's her way of getting it out there, but doing it in somebody else's name. Am I right in saying that it was you coming out on the show and then Brolin and others that triggered that debate and that discussion that then led to Rosie going public?
I think it was kind of, it was like a convergence at that moment, Alex. I was asked to come on and host the show, and there's this meeting that you have at the very beginning called Hot Topics. And it was an idea that I had because, again, it came out of the show I was in, Grey Gardens. Edie Beale, who was the character that I played, was a lover of fashion and a lover of politics. She was mad about politics. So in this sense, I was trying to just show how that character influenced me. And
well, you can see that. These aren't women doing what they're supposed to do in the corporate-controlled Borg world of Madison Avenue, ninny around, only be into how you look. You were saying, no, women should be really informed and dynamic and have courage. And my gosh, you did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to tell you the honest truth, I had innocence and naivete on my side, because I think it's a pool of sharks out there, and if you dare to stand up and speak the truth the way you see it and question authority, you're going to be called crazy. I mean, Martin Luther King said the very same thing. They're going to try to take you down. Because the truth actually is more powerful than any nuclear weapon.
Oh, you're right.
It's the powerful weapon that a human being can have.
Christine, you're right. They're scared to death of truth tellers. And it's what, like Gandhi stated, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And we're now up to the attacking point, and the more they attack and the more disinfo pieces they put out by Hearst Publishing and History Channel, the more the polls show the people are awake. It isn't working anymore. The fraud of the war isn't selling anymore. The fraud of the police state isn't selling anymore. Where do you see that going in the future now that it seems like there is not just a convergence on The View, but a convergence out here in the real world as more and more people begin to realize they've been lied to?
Well, I think what happens is when people become aware of what the truth is, then it means that we have to take responsibility. There is a responsibility in knowing the truth. It's very easy not to know it and to sort of rely on authorities to sort of take care of you, almost like a benevolent father in a sense, you know, so that you don't really have to think for yourself. But I think it's really a matter of the salvation of the Republic. If we know, if there's a collective group of people that know that not, and it's growing, the numbers are growing by the minute, I think that that's really our only chance to save our republic, really. I don't know in what form how it's going to happen, but I think it's really a spiritual call, really, to do what is right, to do the right thing, because and not to be afraid. That's really what it is. It's about giving people hope that they can know the truth and that it's okay, you know, so that there's not this confusion and depression and this crazy acting out that happens when people are aware of the truth but are afraid to say it, or they don't want to really explore it, they don't want to really pursue it because of what it might, the responsibility that you might have to take for knowing it. But I think it's really our only hope. And so I guess that's really why I feel, you know, what Martin Luther King said, to stand for the truth of God is the most important thing a person can do.
Well, if good people take the field against corruption and evil, it's not going to prevail. But we know it's going to win if we don't stand up against it. We're talking to two-time Tony Award-winning American actress and singer Christina Ebersole. She is graciously going to be coming and singing at a benefit for the first responders and their families, the victims, all proceeds. We're also premiering Endgame the same day. You can find out details at JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or WeAreChange.org, the New York group that is setting this up, Luke Radowski. I feel like I know you so well, talking to you on the phone quite a few times, and, of course, listening to you on John Connor's radio show. And
you were also very helpful to me, Alex, when you left a message for me on my cell phone after that whole thing about the National Enquirer and all that. And I was so scared. And you were so helpful to me, leaving that message for me on my cell phone. I don't know if you remember what you said, but
I remember I was driving with my family to visit some other family across the state, and I think I just said that I don't remember what I said. What did I say?
Well, you said that, you know, you're halfway across the river, so you know you just need to keep going forward. That there's no retreating. Which is true. I mean, once you can't go back inside the closet once you're out, in terms of that. But it made me feel that I wasn't alone, you know.
Well, they've done things like lie on Fox News and say that Charlie doesn't believe in 9/11 truth anymore, and he had to put a statement out saying that's completely made up. I mean, they want us to recant. They want, create false defeats for us, and it's just like in Braveheart, and that's historical, when they were drawing and quartering William Wallace, tearing his guts out and burning him in a pit in front of him, and they were trying to get him to call for mercy and say he was guilty. He wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what John Gibson and Bill O'Reilly do, is all the time they try to claim that, people backed off 9/11 truth now. It's all been defeated. And I just bring up the Mark Twain quote rumors of my demise have been greatly, greatly exaggerated. But, yes, my point was, they're attacking you now, and if you back off, if you give in to them, then they'll only dance on your grave. But but you're with the truth. You've done the right thing. And so feel good about what you've done, because that's what they feed off of, is the fear. If they think they can get to you, and they also want to make you and others an example to then scare others from going public, not just with 9/11 truth, but the war and a thousand other issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I have a right to question, you know, those that say that 2 + 2 = 4.
Absolutely.
Because I have the support of the universe. The universe tells me that 2 + 2 = 4, and I have the freedom to say that.
Well, it's also true that
I'm here to tell you that 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, you go, Winston. We're going to win in the end, and we are. Winston's in this fight, and if it continues, we are going to get into a 1984 situation. But the good news is, we're not just putting a pretty face on this. It's true. I'm not just being a pep rally cheerleader here. It's true. We really are gaining ground. I mean, 80%+ of Americans now against the war, 75% of the troops up 5% from just last year against the war. And on every other issue, what the establishment is doing is unpopular, Christine.
I know that. Yeah, I know that. It's really about finding a voice and not being afraid to stand up for what is true and what is right.
Well, the trick is, if you don't stand up against evil, and I've experienced this in life and studying history, if you are afraid of something, that's what comes and gets you. If you won't stand up and fight, then you will be under a bully's oppression. You will be enslaved. But if you fight it, you've got a much better chance of being free. I mean, that's really simple. It's not like some great knowledge I'm imparting here, but it seems like the public, at least for a while, had forgotten that, Christine.
Well, that's right. What does it say in the Bible? That which I have feared has come upon me. So, I think that's, it's easier said than done, but we choose to live by faith or we choose to live by fear. And, you know, if faith is born in love and how God created all of us, then the perfect love casts out fear.
What was it like when you took the plunge and came out and said 9/11 is an inside job? What did it feel like when you were getting ready to finally take the plunge?
Well, I just remember there was, you know, I had agonized over that because it was either stand still or move forward in my commitment to my faith, my faith in God. And I guess, you know, I felt good about it. I don't regret anything I've done. Yet, at the same time, when it all happened, I was, like I said, I was very scared.
Stay there. We've got a break. Final segment with Christine Ebersole.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
All right, it's our final segment with Christine Ebersole, the two-time Tony Award winner. I was just talking to her during the break, and she was talking about the pressure she got. They were telling her, you'll never get the Tony now, your second Tony, and she did win it. And she was also going to tell a story about right after she knew the Inquirer was coming out with her on the cover attacking her, a talk she had with somebody. And I haven't heard this story, so can you briefly, in the time we have left, Christine, tell us both those stories?
Well, the story that happened after I found out that I was going to be in the National Enquirer, I had decided to take a few days off of work and go up to a spa in Pennsylvania with my husband, and we had hired a car to take us up there, and I was sort of sitting in a fetal position in the back seat thinking, oh, my God, my life's over. I was so scared. I was just scared out of my mind because this had never happened to me before, and I'd never considered myself to be, you know, a celebrity, so I was surprised to get that kind of attention. So I was in the back seat of the car, and the driver all of a sudden starts talking about 9/11. He said, well, the reason why I'm driving this car is I had a business on at the World Trade Center, and I lost that business on 9/11. He said, I had an import-export business, and it was at the World Trade Center. I said, where were you on 9/11? He said, I was in the lobby of the World Trade Center. He said, I was in the lobby, and I heard, this was before the planes hit, apparently, there was a huge explosion below me, he said. I felt an explosion above me, and I thought there was an earthquake. So I tried to run out onto Liberty Avenue, and the door was locked. And I said to the security guard, can you get me out of here? I got it. There's an explosion. I think there was an earthquake. He said, sir, get back in the elevator and get back upstairs to where you were. He says, I'm not going back upstairs. There was an explosion. I got to get out on the street. He says, sir, these are my orders. Get back in the elevator and go back upstairs. He goes, I never was upstairs. I'm not going upstairs. Get me out of here, sir. I'm telling you one more time. This is my order. You must get back in the elevator. He said, well, there's another guy with me. We punched out the security guard. We knocked him to the ground. We jumped over him, and we got out the door. He said, I called the New York Times repeatedly over and over and over again. I said, there was an explosion before the plane hit. I believe this was the second.
By the way, the firemen, the police, William Rodriguez, they all report that.
Yeah. And he said, I believe it was so the first plane had hit, apparently. I'm not sure exactly the order, but in other words, this was the plane had not hit the building. So these were these explosions that were going on. He said, I called the New York Times repeatedly. I sent them emails. He said, they wouldn't respond. And he said, finally they responded. I said, what did they tell you? He said, they told me I was delusional. It never happened. And I said, well, what did you think? And you know, he's driving in this car, and he sort of bowed his head in shame, almost not for what he had to say, but for what he understood to be the situation. He said, it's a cover-up.
Now, he didn't know who you were, though.
No, he had no idea who I was. So I just started crying because I knew this is what happens to us, that, you know, it happens to everybody, every human being, those that are, you know, that just, it's just a matter of being aware of it. God sends you, you know, when you stand on purpose, when you stand on truth, God will send you the person to support.
Listen, I was at a little outdoor cafe with Charlie Sheen last year. He had the idea to have that symposium out there, and he's like, I don't know if I want to do it now. And I said, hey, do what you want. That's fine. We're out there eating hamburgers. And just 30 seconds later, a black guy comes walking along out of nowhere, and he goes, Alex Jones, Charlie Sheen, I want to thank you both for what you're doing. You know, you ought to have some type of big event or some type of, you know, thing, and you need to keep doing what you're doing. I mean, it was like an angel.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. They're angels to let us know that we're doing the right thing. Because the world's going to tell you that you not to be quiet and to shut up and not to speak. But see, this person who didn't know who I was, what God sent me somebody who was in the epicenter of what was happening.
It's incredible, Christine.
Tell me it was a cover-up. And I just started crying, and I said, oh, my God, you know, I can't tell you.
Christine, we got
to
break.
Me.
Stay right there. We got to break. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.